Good morning, everyone. That was very half-hearted. Which is pirate for good morning and welcome to the Shore Community Church. It's a very flexible language, pirate. Welcome to our family service. We're all in together today. There isn't a separate kids and youth program. We're all in together. It's going to be a lot of fun. It'll be a slightly shorter service, maybe an hour. And we've got all sorts of fun and games and activities. And this is all obviously the kickoff for our... Actually, this is just what I normally wear when I go home on a Friday. But I thought, you know, hey. This is the kickoff to our holiday club. Which is running from Tuesday to Friday, 2 hours a day. Still plenty of room if you know any children or any children aren't signed up yet and they want to be part of Holiday Club. It's going to be absolutely brilliant fun. 10 till 12:30, including lunch, Tuesday to Friday. So get signed up, grab a leaflet or flyer, speak to myself or Carla or one of the team at the end if you want to know more. We're going to start off by worshipping. If you would like to stand with me, if you feel comfortable standing, if you'd rather sit, that's absolutely fine. There is a nautical theme to most of our songs today. In my wrestling, in my doubts, in my failures, you won't walk out. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. In the silence, in the silence, you won't let go. In my questions, your truth will hold. Your great love will lead me through. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Oh, you are the peace in my troubled sea. My lighthouse, my lighthouse. I will follow you, oh, my lighthouse, I will trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. Trust the promise, you will carry me safe to shore. Safe to shore. Safe to shore. Safe to shore.
Far before us.
Far before us, you're the brightest. You will lead us through the storm.
In a time of desperation, when all we know is doubt and fear, there is only one foundation we believe. We believe in this broken generation. In all is dark, you help us see. There is only
truth and all of your goodness today, Lord. Holy Spirit, will you be here by your presence, Lord, in the fun and the excitement, all the good things that we're sharing today, Lord. I pray that we'll see you. We'll see your creativity, your hand, Lord. Your amazing good news in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Well, folks, just take a seat for just one second. It's only going to be a second because this is the moment you've all been waiting for. This is the unveiling of the Holiday Club song. Now, the Holiday Club song, the whole theme of the Holiday... Actually, I need Richard, your hip squeaking, just so you know. the whole theme of the Holiday Club is based around this verse. Can I have someone who's good at reading, wants to come and read the verse out for me? Yeah, come on.
Actually, if you pop the PowerPoint on. All right, just hold that a second there. Oh, there we are. Fantastic. Okay, so here is our verse. Can I see this? Here is our verse for Holiday Club. This is what's going to be kind of our guiding principle all the way through. And do you reckon you can read that out for me? Okay, we're going to follow along on the PowerPoint as well. So I'll hold that. There we go. Could I have a hand? Someone hold this. Thank you. Awesome. You hold that for me, easy. That would be fantastic. I'm going to read that. Ready? Go.
Don't save yourself. Don't save treasures for yourself here on earth. Moths and rust will destroy them, and thieves can break into your house and steal them. Instead, save your treasures in heaven, where they cannot be destroyed by moths or rust, and where thieves cannot break in and steal them. Your heart will be where your treasure is. Matthew 6, verse 19 to 21.
Very good, excellent, well read. Fantastic. So, this is our Holiday Club song. Carla, can you put the lyrics of the song up, and we're going to go through them nice and slowly. And pirate, what's your pirate name? I've forgotten. Yeah.
Busy Bessie the Bosun.
Busy Bessie the Bosun. Good alliteration there. Well done. So Busy Bessie the Bosun is going to, I'm going to transfer my...
He's going to show us the actions to this song. We're going to go through it nice and slow. We start off with me going, yo ho ho. And you answer back, yo ho ho. Let's practice that. Ready? Yo ho ho!
Yo ho ho!
Yo ho ho!
Yo ho ho!
And the action, as you can see, is a. Okay, kids, do you want to jump up? Kids, do you want to jump up and you can do the actions with us? There we are. Yo ho ho. In fact, does everyone want to stand up and we'll do the actions together? We can get warmed up for this. Okay. So, yo ho ho!
Yo ho ho!
And then it's, we will sail the seven seas. Ready? We will sail the seven seas. We're pirates, brave and bold. Hunting treasure every day, but not silver or gold. We seek a treasure finer yet. We seek a treasure fair. For wherever your treasure is, wherever, your heart is also there. So heave ho. Away we go. This is our pirate prayer. For wherever your treasure is, your heart is also there. Verse 2. You're doing very well. Okay, have a breather. Yeah, don't clap. Not, you're not doing that well. Don't clap yourselves yet. Away, my hearties. We will sail towards the setting sun. Singing songs and playing games and having lots of fun. And searching for the priceless pearl, a treasure oh so rare, for wherever your treasure is, your heart is also there. I'm sure you've all memorized all of those actions. As I always say to the group, you can over-practice these things. So we're just going to jump straight in. Ready? Here are the yo-hos. Yo-ho-ho! Yo-ho-ho!
We'll sail the seven seas, we're pirates brave and bold. Hunting treasure every day, but not silver or gold. We seek a treasure finer yet, we seek a treasure fair. For wherever your treasure is, your heart is also there. So heave-ho, away we go, this is our pirate's prayer. For wherever your treasure is, your heart is also there.
Yo-ho-ho! Yo-ho-ho!
Away, me hearties, we will sail towards the setting sun. Singing songs and playing games and having lots of fun. And searching for the priceless pearl, a treasure oh so rare. For wherever your treasure is, your heart is also there. So heave-ho, away we go, this is our pirate's prayer. For wherever your treasure is, your heart is also there.
That went so well, I think we'll go again from the top, shall we, Bolton? Yo-ho-ho! Yo-ho-ho!
We will sail the seven seas, we're pirates brave and bold. A bit quicker. Hunting treasure every day, but not silver or gold. We seek a treasure finer yet, we seek a treasure fair. For wherever your treasure is, your heart is also there. So heave-ho, away we go, this is our pirate's prayer. For wherever your treasure is, your heart is also there.
Are we keeping up? Is that too fast?
Away, my hearties, we will sail towards the setting sun. Singing songs and playing games and having lots of fun. And searching for the priceless pearl, a treasure oh so rare. For wherever your treasure is, your heart is also there. So heave-ho, away we go, this is our pirate's prayer. For wherever your treasure is, your heart is also there. So heave-ho, away we go, this is our pirate's prayer.
Hang on.
Wait for it. For wherever your treasure is, your heart is also there.
All right, that's worth a big round of applause. Fantastic. I'm going to invite, while we all have a little breather, Mad Mander, sorry, Pirate Smithy, to do notices, community messages are.
Yes, my name is Amanda. I could say welcome, but we've already welcomed you. Something's going on next week that's very important to tell you about. What was it again? What was it? Pirate Island, yeah, holiday club. So for that and very importantly, tomorrow between 10:30 and probably midnight, we will be finishing off scenery and crafts. If anyone, are you showing me something?
No,
I've got no.
I'm just looking at what I need to do next.
Okay. So welcome anyone who's good with a pair of scissors and a Pritt stick, really. Because there's holiday club this week, there's no music practice on Wednesday. And if you want to look forward to September, none of the teachers or nursery workers or anyone will be looking forward to September. They'll be focusing on now. But if you can, bear in mind there is a food bank open evening for anyone interested in helping, supporting, volunteering on Tuesday the 19th of September. We'll remind you again before the time. It's an evening. 6:30 to 9. At the end of this service today, if we could have some nice, willing, strong volunteers to put the chairs to the side, ready for holiday club, that would be fantastic. We have an open hole on the stage. Please, parents, no children on the stage at all during or after the service, as we might lose them. And there is yesterday, is a very special day for one of our members here. Jonathan. Yes, Jonathan was 30 years old. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Jonathan. Happy birthday to you.
Brilliant. We're going to do all the offering in just a second, but while the offering's going on, you see, I need the children to help. We've got a little game. That's going to happen. Now, what we're going to do is I'm going to bring forward Pirate Pete. That's Pirate Pete. Now, we've been having trouble. We've been trying to get our cargo off of our ship all week, and we keep on getting the crane stuck, and it keeps on getting stuck there. And so what we're going to try and do is give it a good tug. And Pirate Chris, just hang on a second. Maybe kids, you want to just move a little bit? Hey! Thanks for not waiting. Okay, children, we need to all these boxes have got letters on them. Maybe some of the grown-ups and slightly older people might help as well. We need to rearrange them into a saying. And the clue for the saying is, where should we be building up our treasure? And if you want to lay out the letters on the top of this,
Bosun Bessie is going to help us. Where should we be building up our treasures? Where should we be storing our treasures? And in the meantime, talking of treasures, we're going to take up the offering. So, if a couple of volunteers wouldn't mind taking around the baskets. If you're a visitor here, please don't feel any pressure to put anything in the basket. This is what we do as part of our worship to help support the work here and bless our community. So baskets are going to go round. Bosun Bessie is going to be rearranging letters. Where should we be building up our treasure? Where should we store our treasure? There may well be a space. There may well be two words. We're using all of our skills. I wonder if any of the adults have got any ideas of what the answer to the question might be. Oh, it's very clever, people. We've broken it already, never mind. Stick it on. There we are. We just lean it against it.
All right.
Right, we need to move it along a bit. In. I'm going to ask Pirate Kim here what she said there. You can tell the whole... What did you tell her?
Barclays or the Halifax?
Barclays or the Halifax, she says. I'm glad you are here because you might learn something today. This message is for you. Go on then, Rollo.
She should walk the plank.
We should make her walk the plank, shouldn't we? Awesome. Pirate Chris, there's a technical problem. One of our letters is still stuck. Send the parrot up there. Right. Now, okay, kids. We're missing a letter. We're missing a letter. But here you are. Come over here. Can you guess, even with the missing letter there, what would that say?
In heaven.
Ah. Anyone got any different ideas? Yeah, we've lost a letter up there, but never mind. Can we guess what it says? In, what do we think? In
heaven.
Well done. In heaven. Let's give him a round of applause. Well done. We should store our treasures in heaven. Right. Now, just because I can see you are still a little bit cold, so this is going to be our warm-up game throughout our holiday club. This is what's going to get us ready to do all sorts of pirate activities. Are you ready? You ready to get piratey? Yeah? Adults, are you ready to get piratey? Arr! So, this is a game called North, South, East, West. And you'll see around the hall, we've got a big N there, and a big E over there, and a big S there, and a big wobble U there. Anyone got any ideas what they might stand for? I've already told you.
North, South, East, West.
Well done. You're going to be promoted to quartermaster before long. Now, so when I say North, you lot point north. Everyone, we point north. Okay? Let me explain it again. When I say north, you point north. Thank you, half of you. When I say south, where do you think you point? When I say west, when I say east. And then I might say, climb the rigging. Climb the rigging, climb the rigging, climb the rigging. I might say, do the sailor. I might say, boom swinging. And that's when the boom swings around and you have to cover your head and crouch down if you can. Have you got the idea? Let's see whether you have. Ready? North. South. East. West. Boom swinging. Do the sailor. I think Pirate Paul, we might need a little bit of accordion music to help us along here. How about that? How about a little bit of that? Keep us going. Right. East. Do the pirate. More than that. Boom swinging. North. West. South. East. Boom swinging. Do the pirate. Climb the rigging. West. East. Do the rigging. Climb the pirate. I'm confused. Shall we have a little rest and a little sit down? Okay, have a sit down. I've now got a game. Thank you, Paul. We're done now. Your time to shine is now over. Sorry. So now I've got another little game here, a little warm-up. We've warmed up our bodies. Let's warm up the grey cells a little bit, warm up our brains. Right. True or false? This is a game. We would normally call it true or false, but because we're pirates, we call it ar or nar. Let's just practice. If something is true, you go ar. If it's not true, you go nar. Let's just practice that. False is true is very, very good. Okay, a couple of questions for you. First of all, pirates in their contracts historically included workplace injury compensation. Nar. Who says R? Who says nar? The R's are correct. They did have workplace injury compensation. If you lost an eye, an ear, a leg, you got a certain payout for it. Okay. In the Pirates of the Caribbean film, the Johnny Depp's character, Captain Jack Sparrow, was based on a real historical pirate, Captain Dick Starling. If you think that's true, say R. If you think that's not true, say nar. No, because Captain Dick Starling is well known to us. Although he is a historical character. Oh, sorry. Okay. The term buccaneer came from a kind of barbecue, a way of smoking and cooking meat. R if you think it's true. Nar if you don't think it's true. Oh, he's slightly divided on that one. It's true. A boucan, it was a barbecue thing. Buccaneer comes from that. The term corsair, which is kind of pirate, originally only referred to French pirates from Normandy and Brittany, and my wife Jo is descended from one. I'm not saying anything about her, I'm just saying. So R if you think it's true. Nar if you don't think it's true. Is it true? R, it is true. It is true. How many more have these got? Okay, the pirate Black Bart, his ship was called the Black Pig. R if you think it's true. Nar if you don't think it's true. Nar, it's not true. Anyone know whose ship was called the Black Pig? Anyone? Hands up. Hands up if you know. Go on. Captain Pugwash. Who remembers Captain Pugwash? Last one. Pirates, to stop their treasure getting discovered, they buried it in the ground and made treasure maps to find it later. R if you think it's true. Nar if you don't think it's true. Nar, there's no historical evidence at all that pirates ever buried treasure or made treasure maps. Having said that, the entire basis of the Holiday Club rests on the fact that they did, okay? So we're going to pretend they did. Ignoring all of that, I have a treasure map. Now, kids, I have a treasure map. I'm going to need some help with my treasure map. And I'm going to... Oh, hang on. What I'm going to need... Oh, hang on. Something I forgot. I need a stick or something. Do my sticks down here. That'll do. Can you hold that? Thanks. Too late. Now, this is my measuring stick because it's difficult to do pacing around with a bunch of people sat on chairs. So you're going to hold that. Might need a couple of helpers. Now, fortunately... We needed a treasure map, and here's one I prepared earlier. And you can see it up there as well. Now, who's going to help me with this treasure map? I might need some helpers. Yeah, come on round, gather round. Now, there's got a number of clues on this. Can you see what number one says? And we'll see what the first clue is, because we need to know where to start our treasure hunt. What does number one
say? Start where Carla sees all things.
Start where Carla sees all things. Hands up if your name's Carla. Is your name Carla? Put your hand up then. Start where Carla sees all things. What could that mean? Where does she see all things? Where the cameras? Well done. Okay, so go over there. There we go. There are bosun. Are you going to help them? I'll read the clues out and you can help them. Right. Number two. Next clue. I'm going to ask Pirate Simon to read number two for us. Number two.
Three measures towards the stork.
Yeah, that was great, but we're meant to be pirates. Sorry. I'm mean, aren't I? Three measures towards the stork. Can anyone see a stork? Anyone see a stork anywhere? Point the stork. Point at the stork if you can see. I'm just being told it may be a heron. 3 measures towards the stork / heron. 3 measures. So that's our measuring stick. So we do 3 lengths of that. No, don't slash the heron. We might be vegetarians. Now, so point toward. You need to point towards the heron. Where's the heron? Where's the heron? So if you do that in that direction from Carla, here, let me intervene. So that's 1. There we are. No. Let go. So that's 1. That's 2. And then we're going to need the adults to help us. So we're not going to be able to hold the stick all the time. We're going to have to pass it around. So we'll start over there. Right, 1, and then adults. You ready? Mind your head. Mind your head, adults. That's 1. That's 2. And that's over the top of you go, Miranda. And then 3. Fantastic. Now we're getting somewhere. Now. Pirate Elisa, can you read number 3 for me?
1/4 turn starboard and 3 measures forward.
Right, which way is starboard? Which way is starboard? So if you're going this way, 1/4 turn to the right. 1/4 turn.
Oh, we're facing that way.
Yeah, we're going that way. We're heading that way. Yeah. Mind your heads. 1/4 turn to the right. So you need to turn to the right 1/4. Ready? 1. Beep. Excellent. Right. And then 3 measures forward if there's room. Ready? Ready? 1. Ready in the corner to help with that one. 2. Turn it over. 2. Mind your head, Richard. Lucky I didn't sharpen it earlier. And 3. Let's go again towards Janet at the back. That'll be lovely. Go. Next one. Who can I get to volunteer? Bridget. What does number 4 say?
I can't do OR.
Number 4.
5 measures towards the setting sun.
You said you couldn't do OR. That was very good. I thought that was excellent. Right, which way is the setting sun? Which direction? All together now? West. So we need 5 measures towards the west. Are you ready? Mind your head again. Ready? 1. That's it. Over the top. 2. Let it go. 2. Right, catch it. 2. Can you do 3 over the top? Look out behind. 3. What? 4. R. 5. Who's going to catch it at the other end? Go on, Chloe, you grab that. Oh, there you go, the kids have got it. Well done. Right, I'm going to read the last clue. The last clue says this. Where cross and wings lead, 1 measure. Where cross and wings lead. Where's cross and wings? Anyone see any cross and wings? Oh, R. 1 measure that way. 1 measure that way. Wonderful. So, X marks the spot. I haven't got my X, but that marks the spot. Excellent. So we reckon it should be about here. Now, where's my digging helper? Where's Steve Lingwood? Is he here? Is he hiding? Don't look shy. Come and give me a hand, because you know how this works. And if you could retrieve, I should have warned you this before, shouldn't I? That would have been helpful. Can you grab your digging contraption? Thank you very much. We now need to dig down into the parquet floor. Now, I mentioned this to our treasurer, John. Is it all right if we dig big holes in the parquet floor all the time? But he said we needed to get a bit more creative than that. So let me hold that. Now, you've done a really good job. Now, who wants to be the digging person? Who? You've done quite a lot at the moment. I can ask, yeah, you don't want to do it? Okay, right. Now, you can hold that for me there. Joshy, you hold that. There we go. Now, to do the digging, right. What you need to do is stand in the middle. Hang on, let me just remember what comes next. I forgot. Excellent. Right. So, talk amongst yourselves. So, can you do a digging action, like a digging with a spade? So, we have to encourage you. We have to say, dig, 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 dig. Look at that. She's found a treasure chest. Okay, climb out again. Take that, Hollywood, with your multi-effects budgets. Okay, let's pop that on top of here. That'll do absolutely grand. Now. Thank you, that was perfect. Right, now, at the moment, our treasure chest, let's have a look. Ready, what's inside? 1, 2, 3.
Nothing.
Oh, that's embarrassing. Oh, that's, sorry, I need that. There's nothing inside the treasure chest. There's nothing inside the treasure chest. Okay, but all around the hall, there are golden coins. Now, if you've got a golden coin, could you hold it up and the children are going to collect them all and we're going to pop them. No, before we pop them in, maybe we could read what's said on the back of your coin there.
Self-control.
Self-control. What's on the back of your one there? Do you want to read it? You can't read it. That one says joy. Do you want to hold that? If you give it to the children and they can pop it in the... There we are. What does those say? Can you read them?
Love.
Kind.
Self-control.
Can you read what this one says?
Faithful.
Anyone recognising any of these words? We've got love, we've got joy. What have we got? We've got kind and faithful. Do you want to go and put them in the treasure chest? You go and put them in the treasure chest. Pirate Juliet. Sorry, Busy Bolson, can you open the treasure chest and make sure it doesn't chop anyone's fingers off? Have we got them all? Now, does anyone recognise any of these? R. We've got love, we've got joy. Do you want to pop them in the treasure chest?
Yeah.
Kind, peace. Any different ones? Kind again? Good, faithful, patience. Anyone recognise these things? Well, anyone different from Simon? Everyone's different from Simon. Izzy, what's it called?
The fruit of the Spirit.
Good, that's it. So we'll pop them all in. Okay, let's just sit down. We're going to sit down just for 2 minutes, and I'll just explain what it's all about. Now, so when we do something good, when we do something kind, when we do something loving or joyful or patient or self-controlled or good or gentle, all the fruit of the Spirit. Let's see if we can remember them. The kids, you did fruit of the Spirit early in the year, didn't you? We did. You've remembered it really well, haven't you? Oh, hang on. Can you remember them all?
Love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness and self-control. Gentleness.
Ah, oh, and gentleness. That was it. Very well done. And well done the teachers that taught them that for week after week. Well done. That's really great. Those are all the fruit of the Spirit. It's amazing to think, isn't it? When we do something that has those qualities, when we do something good or kind or self-controlled, imagine we're storing up treasure for ourselves. We're building treasure for ourselves in heaven. It's like a gold coin being put in a chest somewhere in heaven. In 1 Timothy, it says this: tell those who are rich to do good, to be rich in good works, and tell them they should be happy to give and ready to share. By doing this, they will be saving up a treasure for themselves, and that treasure will be a strong foundation on which their future life will be built. They will be able to have the life that is true life. And you might know that in different translations. But that's something really amazing, that these good things that we do, we're not just doing a nice thing because it's a nice thing to do. We're actually making the world and making ourselves a different place. Because we talk about putting our treasure in heaven. And often we just think about heaven as being a place we go to when we die, don't we? And we joke, we might say, when someone does something really good, you might say, oh, you've got another ensuite in your bathroom in heaven. Or that's what I say anyway to people. I say, oh, gold taps for your ensuite in heaven. But we're just joking. Heaven is the space where God's will is done. Yes, we're with God when we die, but heaven is God's power invading, investing, and transforming the earth. Heaven isn't just a place we go to. Heaven is God's rule and reign. That's why Jesus said the kingdom of heaven is near. Heaven is what the world looks like when God gets his way. So we're building treasure in heaven on earth. It's not just for another day. It's not just to have an ensuite in heaven with gold taps. It's for right here and right now. We're making the world a slightly better place, more the way God wants it, a place where his Holy Spirit is just a little bit more tangible. That's why I use the fruit of the Spirit. That's why when we pray, God, let your kingdom come, let your will be done. That's right here, right now. Let your kingdom come right here, right now, on earth as it is in heaven. We're investing our treasure, not for some far away, you know, pie in the sky, jam later, future, but right here, right now. We're part of this creation. So as we're building and transforming, as we're building up that treasure, we're also transforming our lives now. That's what those verses in 1 Timothy are all about. Those heart treasures will cause us to actually flourish and be more the people we want to be, more content, more happy, more whole, more peaceful, more loving. That's the treasure of heaven. As it says in Luke 45, the good person out of the good treasure of their heart produces good, and the evil person out of the evil treasure produces evil. That's the question, isn't it? What treasure are we building up day by day? What are the actions we're performing? What are the decisions we're making to change our lives, to change this world, and to live more the way God wants us to live? Remember, to err is human, but to err is pirate. May we be people who are building up treasure in our lives, the treasure of heaven here on earth. Amen? Amen. Amen. We are going to worship just once more. I've lost my... Where's my band gone? There are some of them here. Band, come back, get plugged in. We're going to worship just a little bit more. But while we're getting plugged in, I wonder if I can ask one of my lovely leaders or folk just to pray over us as we're getting plugged in, or I'll just vote Joe to do it. Lovely, I'll vote Joe to do it. Thanks, Joe. Oh, no, Julie's just stood up. Thanks, Julie. Just...
Father, we just thank you for the opportunity that we have this week to bring something of you to people's lives. And we just want to pray a blessing over the children as they come in, but I want to pray a blessing over the volunteers as well, that there'll be enthusiasm, there'll be joy, there'll be energy, and that actually it won't be a chore, but it'll be something that they take treasure in their own hearts away because of what they see happening to the children. So, Father, we just want to pray for those children that they would come and find something of you this week, that whatever their idea of treasure is, that there would be seeds in their heart that are planted to know that it's your treasure that's important in their lives. So just want to pray protection over this week, and I want to pray joy, and I want to pray the fruits of the Spirit over everybody as well. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. We're going to sing about God's amazing love and power. And I think there are actions to this one. Oh, yeah, okay, we'll do that one then. Izzy, do you want to do The Lion, the Lamb, or do you want to do Great Big God? I'll let you choose. Or both? Both. No. Double action songs. No. Okay. Kids, you might know this one too. If you want to do the actions, jump up and you can face Izzy. If we come off the stage, we shouldn't be on the stage at all. Thanks. Off we go. All off the stage. Too much, too many things to trip over, fall in the baptistry. We don't want that. Need a new pedal board. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. Our God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and he holds us in his hands. He's higher. He's higher than a skyscraper. He's deeper than a submarine. He's wider than the universe and beyond my wildest dreams. And he's known me and he's loved me since before the world began. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan.
big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and He holds us in His hands.
Our God!
Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and He holds us in His hands.
He's higher!
He's higher than a skyscraper. He's deeper than a submarine. He's wider than the universe and beyond my wildest dreams. And He's known me and He's loved me since before the world began. How wonderful to be a part of God's amazing plan.
Last time, our God.
Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God. Our God is a great big God, and He holds us in His hands. And He holds us in His hands. And He holds us in His hands.
Brilliant.
He's coming on the clouds. Kings and kingdoms will bow down. And every chain will break. Broken hearts declare His praise. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is a lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring in power and fighting our battles. And every knee will bow before Him. Our God is a lamb, the lamb that was slain. For the sins of the world, His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before Him.
So open up the gates.
Open up the gates. Make way before the King of Kings. The God who comes to save is here to set the captives free. Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Our God is a lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring in power and fighting our battles. Every knee will bow before Him. Our God is the Lamb that was slain. For the sins of the world, His blood breaks the chains. Every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before Him.
Stop.
Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord?
Who can stop?
Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord Almighty? Who can stop the Lord? Our God is a lion, the Lion of Judah. He's roaring in power and fighting our battles. And every knee will bow before Him. Our God is a lamb, the lamb that was slain. For the sins of the world, His blood breaks the chains. And every knee will bow before the Lion and the Lamb. Every knee will bow before Him.
Amen. Lord, we thank You that You are, You embody both those things. You're gentle
You're so kind, you're loving. You sacrifice yourself like the Lamb, Lord. But you are powerful and awesome. Through that, Lord, through that sacrificial love, you put on display the greatest power in the universe. And Lord, may that power, the same power that rested, that raised Jesus Christ from the dead, may that rest upon us now, Lord, as we go into your world, being salt, being light, being transformed by your Holy Spirit and overflowing to bring blessing and treasure into this world that badly needs it, and into our own lives, we might build foundations of silver and gold, not worthless things. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.